What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What's going on, everyone? Happy St. Patty's Day here from the West Coast. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, we had a bunch of games. Actually, like I said, the slate's been kind of even most days. There's a couple high-volume days, but for the most part, very even. I believe we got eight for... Wow, look at that. I guessed right. Eight games today is a pretty chill day. A couple big performances, a bunch of blowouts. Either way, we got some fantasy basketball to talk about, and that's why we're here. First game of the day, the Detroit Pistons. Sorry, that's not even the first game. I apologize. I had it on the Philadelphia 76ers game. The Detroit Pistons, they win, of course, over the Washington Wizards. But we had an injury. I don't know how serious it is. Not yet, at least. I think it's okay. We'll get to them in a second. We'll go ahead and talk about the Washington Wizards. Do they set basically everyone? Which is interesting because you have this five-game week. And you want to trust guys. The only people you might be able to trust is like Bub. Maybe Trey Johnson. And like Will Riley. We'll start with Will Riley. He had 21-3-1 with two steals. A triple. Great shooting from the field, but bad free throws. He's not a good free throw guy at this point in his career, but he's still young. And honestly, I don't trust the shooting, but you have him because he's a volume play this week. Trey Johnson had 11-4-1. His fantasy game is rough. And when he's not making shots, it looks even rougher. I think he's probably the lowest priority out of these three guys that I mentioned. Bob Carrington, 34-2 with six triples. What, Bub? Where did this come from? 12 of 16 from the field. That's already indicator number one. You can't trust it, but he's a volume play. So if you happen to grab him for the five-game week and he balled out today, dude, what a dud. We take those. Justin Sampani moving to the starting lineup. Oh, what could be if he played all the time? 18-9 with two assists on the block, two triples, 6 of 11 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. That is very solid. Anthony Gill had 2 points, one rebound, one assist, one steal, one block in his 16 minutes. I don't even think I want Anthony Gill at all. As far as Justin goes, too, Justin Champagne, I would love to trust it, but I can't. I just can't. Can't do it. On the bench, Sharif Cooper got 2 minutes, 7-6-6 with a triple, 3 of 8 shooting. That's deep league stuff. Jaden Hardy, same way. Jaden Hardy can score, though. If you, like, randomly need scoring, dude, he might be an interesting target. You got 30, almost 32 minutes here. 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals on the block, 4 triples, 6-15 from the field. That's interesting. Like I said, if you need scoring during this five-game week, he might be someone you want to consider. Tristan Vucevic, we'd love to get more minutes from him. 9-4 with an assist and a block on 50% shooting and 1-2 from the field. I wish it would just be better than this, but it's not. And Jameer Watkins had some defensive stats. That's what he does. 3 points, 4 assists, 2 steals, 1 block in 18 minutes. So, yeah. Cade played 5 minutes and then went to the locker room and then never returned. It was a back issue. That's all we know. It could have been precautionary. Like, it's the Pistons, bro. I mean, sorry. It's not the Pistons. It's the Wizards. Like, they don't need to play these guys that hard. Cade doesn't need to go crazy. But Cade had been playing very bad teams last week. He's been playing through all of them and just, you know, cruising through. He was having a bunch of high assist games, which is very interesting. Makes me a little concerned. A little bit. Because we just, like, it happened so fast. I didn't get a chance to see it. But he was just ruled out. They do play the Wizards again. Maybe they rest him. I don't know. We just got to keep an eye on the injury report. Maybe it is precautionary, and I hope it is. It's just been a brutal, like, if you're in your fantasy playoffs, like, it's been Maxi. And then it's Ant Edwards out for 2 weeks. And then K goes down. It's just rough, man. You can't call this stuff at draft season. You wish and hope for the best. We'll go ahead and check on the other guys to see who stepped up today. And dude, Jalen Duren went absolutely buck wild. Honestly, maybe you could always pencil in the center to have a good game when they go against the Washington Wizards. You could just, like, pencil it in. 36 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 77% from the field on 17 shots and 10 of 11 from the free throw line. What a banger game. Way to start off your fantasy week. Tobias Harris, 12, 5, and 6 with 2 blocks. Not the best shooting, but he made all his free throws. He's just kind of a fringe guy. If you need him, sure. If you don't, sure. Ausar Thompson at 6 and 7 with 2 assists, no defensive stats. 3 of 7 from the field. He had foul trouble. He was at 5 fouls, so that explains the low minutes. I think he is a play. It looks like they're going to ramp up his minutes slowly. I think they do have a back-to-back up next, so he might rest one of those games. One's against the Wizards, and the other game's against Golden State. Either way, they're looking like they're ramping up his minutes, and you just hope he doesn't get in foul trouble. Kevin Huerter had 4 points and 4 rebounds in his minutes. Marcus Sasser got some time playing as the backup point guard. As long as with Danis Jenkins, we'll go over both of those guys. Sasser had 9 and 4 with the steal and 3 triples, 3 of 7 from the field. Cool. 15 and 7, though, from Danis Jenkins. 2 steals, 1 block, 2 assists, 2 triples, 4 of 9 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. That's a lot to do in 20 minutes. That's very, like, regular per game numbers. I'm not sure if I'm going to trust that per game. But if it is official that Cade is down, like down, yeah, we got to go grab Danis Jenkins. There's no questions asked there. Paul Reed is going to get some extra time with Isaiah Stewart out of the week. It's not his best Paul Reed game. This doesn't even seem like Paul Reed. 10 points, 4 rebounds on 4 or 5 shooting. I think it'll be better than that, but maybe you just keep an eye on the minutes. I think that's what we're kind of looking out for. You had 11 points and 3 blocks from Ron Holland in 15 minutes, and that's pretty dope. And 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists with the steal from Caris LeVert. Don't forget about the 3 triples he had too. Either way, they win. They're going to cruise. They're going to cook these guys again when they play again on Thursday. I believe I think the back-to-back is Thursday, Friday. So all we got to do is keep an eye on Kate. I don't know what's happening. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. Next game of the day, dude. Like I said, it's a lot of blowouts tonight. I don't know what happened. Barbecue chicken, man, and they needed this win. The Charlotte Hornets got their payback. 136-106 over the Miami Heat. There was no Bam in this one, but they said, I don't care. We're going to cook you guys anyways. We'll go ahead and look at the Miami Heat. Norman Powell moved back into the starting lineup. He had 17-6-3 with the block. 7-17 from the field. 2 of 6 on the free throw line. Oh, Jesus. Tyler Hero did most of the damage, although it's solid, you know. It's good. He's going to put up those top 50 numbers, and I think you can probably pencil him in for that. 28-5 with a steal, 1 triple, 5-11 from the field, 9-9 for the free throw line. Cool, I'll take it. Kelly Ware got 27 minutes with Bam out. You'd probably want a little bit more time, but 7-8 with the block is a little underwhelming. 30% from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. We want better from you, Mr. Ware. Pelle Larson had 14 points and 2 rebounds. Very empty. But he did get some good free throw shooting in this game, and you could take that. Davion Mitchell, 4 points, 5 rebounds. That's bad. Yeah, that's not good at all. They do have 4 games this week. It means they have 3 more left. I mean, if you want him for volume, I understand. Same for Pelle Larson. I think I prefer Larson over Mitchell because I think his fantasy game is a little better. But if you need assist, then I think I'd lean more towards Mitchell. 10 points and 2 rebounds from Simone Fontecchio. 6 points and 6 dimes from Jaime Jaquez. He usually is pretty good at taking extra usage when there's a usage guy out. But with Norm Powell back and Tyler Hero healthy, it was going to be rough. Person actually had a crazy game, and this might be related to garbage time. Keyshawn Johnson, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block, 3 triples, 6 of 12 from the field. Okay, that's the dunk contest winner, man. Okay, he was balling. I like that. That's dope. I'm not trusting that even for 12-team leagues. I think it's a deeper league play, but interesting. We'll go ahead and check on the Charlotte Hornets and see what happened on this side of the ball game. I mean, these dudes just kind of cooked them. So some of these lines may not make sense, but I mean, hey. Dude, LaMelo Ball, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 13 dimes in a steal with 4 triples. Whoa. Monster game. 11-22 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. Banger game. Is absolutely just maul these guys. Easy peasy. I love the fact that LaMelo Ball's been healthy. LaMelo Ball has been so consistent in this play. He looks good. He's found his like rhythm with this team. Sure, he'll jack up a couple one-legged threes because that's what he likes to do. But He looks good. And I think people are starting to realize that he actually is a winning player. And I like that. Brandon Miller, foul trouble. And it started off rough, but he's somehow salvaging. Gave you 16, 2-2 with a steal and 4 triples. 6-15 from the field. He's been a little underwhelming as of recent. Still, to be fair, though, if you look at his numbers, he's still sitting around the top 50 range over the past couple weeks. Just not his best. And I think he'll be able to kick it up here very soon. Just got to hope he doesn't get in foul trouble. Musa Diabate, 8 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals on the block. Beautiful. Just beautiful. 67% from the field shooting there. That's great. Miles Bridges had 14 and 10, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Love that for him because he's been bad and they just don't look his way as much because, well, they don't need to. But that is good. That's a good game. And Khan Kanipal had 22, 2-2 with 2 steals on the block. Great defensive stats from Khan. 2 triples, 8-14 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Beauty game there. All the main starters kind of just did their thing. Brandon Miller was kind of the odd man out, although he had some foul trouble, and so did Khan. But Brandon Miller is a little bit of a slump, so just hold patient with him. You know what's crazy? Who cooked? Kobe White off the bench, 24 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 triples, 8-15 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. In 20 minutes, this is absurd scoring. 24 points in 20 minutes? Bro, the thing is, I think this is not something you're going to bite on in a 12-team league. It'd be great. I mean, if you had him and you played him, that's fine. This is more so like real-life implications. To have someone like him off the bench in the playoffs is going to be so huge for them, especially long-term as they continue to grow as a team. I'm not trusting this in 20 minutes, but that's dope to see. Grant Williams, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He just kind of does what he needs to do. Good fill-in guy, utility guy. He kind of like a glue guy. We'll love to see him get more minutes, but they're talented, man. They're a little crowded. 6 points and 3 rebounds from Ryan Kalkbrenner. Hope you're not rostering him in a 12-teamer. Absolutely not. And that's pretty much it. Nobody else really did anything. This team is good, man. I'm excited to see what their future looks like. We are kind of seeing the beginning of something special. Next game of the day. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they win. They get the dub. It was actually a close game for most of the game. OKC wins it 113-108 over the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic had the same starting lineup. Nothing new. We got Jalen Suggs playing the back-to-back. He cooked 14-7-6, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 5-12 from the field. Dude, he's good. He's good. And he's their glue guy. I think next season we're going to be having Franz in the mix, which makes this a lot more interesting. But Suggs, man, I think he's going to find a way to keep giving you like top 70 value, even with this team fully healthy. Desmond Bane, not his best game. He had foul trouble, 16-3 with an assist and a steal, 4 triples, 6-11 from the field. Not his best. Don't worry about it. He's been absolutely cooking like a top 30, top 20 player sometimes. Don't worry. Wendell Carter Jr., 11-5-3 with a steal, 3-9 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. In his 28 minutes, not his best game, but he had just had a couple solid ones, so do not worry. Paolo Banchero, there we go. 32-10-5 with a steal, 3 triples, 12-27 from the field, and 5-6 from the free throw line. Yeah, I think we're going to stop all these Paolo's bad talks because he's not. It was rough, but I was like, dude, Paolo's like 22. The sky is the limit for this guy. And when he realizes, like, oh man, I'm the 6'10, 250 plus. Got some muscle, got height, can do it all on the court. Basketball player. I should just go run over these dudes. It's over. Then it's over. They win. It's that easy. Tristan Da Silva had 13 points and 4 rebounds. I'm split on Tristan Da Silva. They have 4 games this week. Well, now they have 2 because they just played it back-to-back. I don't think you need Tristan on your team for those 2 games. I'm pretty sure it's so beautiful in the schedule. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, and they play the back-to-back, and you already have their 2 games off the schedule. I would go stream. You don't need Tristan Da Silva. We'll look at the rest of these guys. You had 11 points and 4 rebounds from Javon Carter. He's kind of becoming their 3-point specialist. He only played 18 minutes. Deeper league at best. Jed Howard had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Deeper leagues. More Mo Wagner, 5 points. Bad shooting, 1-6. That's not like him, but he's also a deeper league play. We'll go ahead and check on Oklahoma City Thunder. They got an interesting schedule, too. They have a back-to-back Tuesday, and then they play tomorrow. The thing is, I don't know if Shea plays. He has a couple games he can still miss. He's missed 11 so far, so I think, what's the limit, 17? Yeah, he can miss 17 games. He can afford to miss tomorrow's game. I would keep an eye on the injury report. Same for someone like A.J. Mitchell that's came back pretty recently. He He just came back last week. I would keep an eye on both of those guys. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, huge game though. 40 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals, 3 triples. 14 of 27 from the field and 9 of 11 from the free throw line. There he is. I'm pretty sure he's a lock for MVP. I know it seems like there's a couple games left, but I think so. I think he goes back to back. AJ Mitchell, 16, 2, and 3 with a triple. It's fine. He's like a top 100 player. But if you need to stream, this is the perfect person to let go. They play Tuesday and Wednesday. They only have one game, I think, like Saturday or Sunday. Do not hold him. He is not that good. He is no top 50 player, not even top 75. I think top 75 is like maybe top 80 is like a big threshold where I'm like, ooh, I could probably use this player later on. You do not need this guy. Chet Holmgren, nice game, 20 and 12. Only one block, but that's fine. One assist, good shooting from the field, and a solid free throw. Banger, he's been cruising, man. I like the fact that he's been mostly healthy. That makes me happy. 5 points from Lu Dort. Who cares? Kasen Wallace had 9, 2, and 1 with a steal and a block. 1 triple. We know he's good for defensive stats. Mostly steals at that. But besides that, he's only getting 22 minutes now. They're not even prioritizing him in the starting lineup. Iheart played. He only played 16 minutes. 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and a block. Didn't even score, but that's useful. I don't think he's a 12-team must right now, not playing 16 minutes. And his calf has been bothering him a lot. So it's like, I don't think you necessarily need him. Deeper league, sure, but 12 teams, I don't think you absolutely need him. Like, he's not a must. 8 points and 6 rebounds from Jalen Williams in his 21 minutes. Alex Caruso had 2 and 8 with 2 steals. I just realized they didn't give him that shoe block that he had. If you get a chance to go look at it, he blocked the ball with a shoe. They didn't give him that. They should have. That was creative. But they gave him 2 steals, so that's cool. And that's about it for most of these winners. A lot of guys like Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Jerry McCain, when the team's mostly healthy, there's still no Jalen Williams, too. That's who you also got to consider. When the team's mostly healthy, a lot of these guys do not matter for 12-teamers and, honestly, 14-teamers at that. Good stuff from the city. Oklahoma City Thunder in this game. And I would keep an eye on the injury report because I'm interested to see if they play Shai and AJ Mitchell for the back-to-back. Next game of the day. Dude, Josh Hart cooked, man. The New York Knicks absolutely serve a plate of barbecue chicken to the Indiana Pacers. 136-110. It was just that easy. It was just that easy. And there was no Jalen Brunson. They gave him a rest, so we had some other guys step up. We'll go ahead and check on the Pacers. They're still not, you know, it's crazy. Most of the guys are playing. They aren't playing Pascal Siakam. He's their all-star. I don't know if it's done for that man. It may be. Maybe, but they're not playing this guy. Interesting. We'll go ahead and check on who did play. Kobe Brown is starting in place of Mr. Pascal Siakam. 13 and 5 with 2 blocks, 3 triples, 5-8 from the field. Deeper league appeal. I like it. He's not going to shoot that well, but that's solid. Jairus Walker, he's kind of sitting around that like top 120 range. And that's 12 team viable, absolutely. But he's not like this great league winner that you think he is. Sometimes he has some good games. Sometimes he shoots like crap. It's a roll of the dice. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 triples, 6 of 14 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. I think you do roster him. I would say more so if you're in like a games cap league. There's head-to-head like games cap where you're capped per week. I wouldn't be rolling him out there as much, maybe here and there, compared to your other players that probably have better value. But if you're in a... You don't have a limit. You can just play as many games played as you can get on your team and just do regular streaming strategies. Yeah, I would hold them this week. I believe they have 4 games, if I'm correct. I'll have to double check that. Ivica Zubac, 11.7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Nice. I'm like really excited for Zubac next year. With Haliburton back, oh my God. Are we back? Is it going to be like 16 and 12 Zubac again? Oh, man. I could see it now. TJ McConnell moved in the starting lineup in place of Andrew Nembhard. He had 10 and 10. Ooh, nice double-double. 50% from the field, 3 assists. I'm sorry, 3 rebounds. No blocks or steals. Mostly steals, that's his thing. But that's solid for 19 minutes. I'll take that. Aaron Neesmith, not on this. He's kind of on the heater, still shooting, but it wasn't that crazy 30-point game. 14 points and a rebound. He did nothing else. Well, he gave you four triples, but nothing else. It's just zeros. Wow. 63% from the field, though. I don't think he's a must either for 12-team leagues. It just depends on if you need it. And you just kind of get some games played in. 6 points, block and a steal for good old Jay Huff. And his minutes are down because they're playing Zubats and he's playing 26 minutes. Yeah, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 triples from Obi Toppin. He gets hot. And his field goal is actually pretty solid because he's usually around the rim. But he can shoot him. And when he shoots him, makes it look better. I don't think he's a 12-team league must also. And did Micah Potter even play? They didn't even play the guy. Oh, he was sick. He was injured. All right, he was sick. Not the injury illness is what the tag says. Oh, man. The Knicks, everyone cooked. Jose Alvarado got the start. Dude, love this. I thought about it. I was like, ooh, am I streaming Jose Alvarado today? I probably should have. 16 points, 2 rebounds, 10 dimes, 2 steals, 4 triples, 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. A classic Jose Alvarado stream game. Carl Anthony Towns, big game from him. Rough percentages as far as the field goal goes, but this is good. 22 and 11, 2 assists, 3 steals on the block, 2 triples, 9 to 21 from the field, 2 or 3 from the free throw line. Thank you, Kat. Appreciate your services. Josh Hart, 33, 7 and 5 with 2 steals. Bro, 5 triples, 92% from yo, 92%. This is 12 out of 13 and 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. What in the world? Bro, that's a crazy. That's the most, like, that's one of those random banger games you get in, like, a championship week, and you're just like, wow, how did that happen? How did that happen? I'm in a, I don't talk about my leagues much, but I'm in a couple of championship games, and I got Nall's 41-point banger career high with 9 triples. You're just like, wow. Look at that. Look at that. This is a beauty, a thing of beauty. Just take it, man. If you had Josh Hart and you're there, just take it. Enjoy it. OJ Anunoby had 26, 8, and 4 with a steal, 4 triples. Dude, he shot crazy. 10 of 13. Jeez, guys did not know how to miss. 2 of 2 from the free throw line there. Banger game from him as well, stepping up in his place. Bro, it's not good for Mikal Bridges. Dude, they traded 5 first-round picks for this man. Is it a slump, or did he just hit a wall? He's got to be better than this, man. I mean, this is whatever. 10, 4, and 5, but it's still in the block. But, dude, you can't. You don't got to be. You're not pleased with this. 2 triples, 4 of 12 from the field. Oh, man, I don't know.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I wonder what his future looks like with the team. I don't think they're going to cut him or anything or trade him. It'll be a trade if anything, but oh man, they traded 5 first round picks for him. Dude, that looks like a bad investment. Maybe he'll cook in the playoffs. Who knows? You had 8 points and 8 rebounds from Mitch Robb, 10 points from good old Jordan Clarkson on some good shooting. And I mean, everyone played. Pacome Daddy played. Kevin McCullough played. Yeah, this is a mess because they cooked these guys. It's barbecue chicken. What do you expect? Next game of the day, the Cleveland Cavaliers right the ship, winning over the Milwaukee Bucks, 123-116. Dude, Giannis is out a week. I'm sorry. Like, if you're in your championship week, you might as well drop and not even hold the IL spot. You don't got to be like those guys, like, I'm going to win you the ship, Giannis, I promise. Giannis doesn't care about your fantasy team, I'm going to be real with you. You can just drop him in and then move on and do what's best for your team and utilize that IL slot for someone that might get injured on the spot. Or maybe someone has a GTD tag and you can slot them in and go get a stream and come back. But it's been a disaster season with Giannis. Just let him go. We'll go ahead and check on the Bucks and see what happened over here. Kyle Kuzma and Torian Prince were the starting forwards. Of course, the guards were the same guys, Ryan Rollins and Kim Porter Jr. They also did not have Miles Turner. He did not play today. So Jericho Sims got to start. We can start with Jericho. He had 4 points and 6 rebounds. That is a deep league center if I ever saw one. Kyle Kuzma, 3 points on 1 of 6 shooting. Oh, my God. I hope you guys didn't pick him up. 1 block. Oh, it's bad. Torian Prince, 8 points. 2 triples, 3 of 7 from the field. Yeah, it looks like a Torian Prince game. 2 rebounds and 1 assist. Sure. Deeper leagues, please. The guards cooked. 25-10 from good old Kevin Porter Jr., three rebounds, two blocks, one triple, 8-15 from the field, and 8-8 from the free throw line. Banger game. Ryan Rollins, he was sick. He played anyways. 19-3-4 with a block, three triples, 6-13 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Beautiful. Beautiful. They both did good. Usman Jang got a lot of minutes, and I thought he would have started, but they didn't. And he honestly did some damage. I like this. 19-5, an assist, a steal, five triples. I don't bank on 7-12 shooting. I think pretty sure he had a Tony Snell a couple days. I think he was six, though. I'll be a little generous there. 7-12 from the field, and then all two from the free throw lines were up, but not bad. I'd take that. I think that's a serviceable game. Bobby Portis Jr., dude, I mean, to the moon, if you have Bobby Portis right now. Bobby Portis had 19-9-4 with the steal, three triples, taking 19 shots a game. What's happening? Just roll with it. Pete Nance got some extra minutes. He's interesting for deep leagues now that Giannis is back out. 13-7 with two blocks, three triples, 5-6 from the field. Misses both of his free throws, but he is a pretty solid field goal guy. Rebounds and sometimes can grab you a defensive stat or two. AJ Green has 6 points and four rebounds in his 26th minute. He's just a bench dude. Now, we do got to factor in Miles Turner, but like Doc Rivers doesn't even like Miles Turner. You just kind of got to factor him in somewhere in this equation. We'll go ahead and check on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sam Merrill is starting at the forward position. They are not even starting Jalen Tyson anymore. Sucks, dude. If you had Jalen Tyson, I hope you guys dropped a long time ago. He had 2 points and two rebounds on 2 points and two assists off the bench. Sam Merrill, though, 17-6 with two assists, three triples, 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. One of the premier 3-point streamers. You know, I trust him. 9-2-2 from Dean Wade. He just is there for size and it works. Evan Mobley is feasting at center. This is crazy because Jared Allen was absolutely balling. But look what could be if Evan Mobley was the center. 27 points, 15 rebounds, two assists, and three blocks. Wow. 12 of 21 from the field. He's taking a lot of shots. Holy moly. And 3 of 5 from the free throw line. I don't know what happened with his free throws this year. That is not Evan Mobley as he's usually around 72%. They're just bad, dude. But man, what could be if he was a center? What could be? Donovan Mitchell, dude's in a crazy. I don't know what's happening. His scoring is down. Sure, he has less to do, and they've been playing like some pretty like whatever teams. But his 3-point percentage is in the garbage. He cannot shoot threes right now. And then when he doesn't shoot well from both percentages, it just looks like this. This is awful. 19-8-3, one steal, one block, one triple, 4-14. Oh, brother, why would you do that to us? And 10-13 from the free throw line. That's awful and high volume. I don't know, man. It's early. He's still got two more games this week, but he's in a little bit of a slump. It's got to correct. It's always going to come back and regress to the mean. Just be a little patient here. James Harden, 27-5-6, two steals, two triples, 70%, 11-13 from the free throw line. Beautiful. There he is. That's James Harden. We know that's a great game, dude. He really cooked here. Keon Ellis had 8 points and three rebounds. They're deciding not to go with him in the starting lineup. Max Strus was absolutely on fire. And then this looks more realistic. 6 points, six rebounds, four assists with two triples, 2 of 6 from the field. Looks right about right. Maybe he makes one more three, and it's 9 points, six rebounds, and four assists. Either way, he's not a 12-team guy. 5 points for Thomas Bryant. That's all he did. He gave a triple. He gave you a triple on top of that. And you got 3 points and five assists from Dennis Schroeder, who's just, he's really a backup now. Good stuff from the Cleveland Cavaliers. So just keep an eye on Don Mitchell as he should be able to find his way back to first round stardom soon. Before we do, guys, we're kind of flying. We got three games left. If you are watching this on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the Legend Stock and Brew, and you love what you see here on the Box Score Breakdown side with me and the homie William and Spill, big shout out to him. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Please like and subscribe. Follow wherever you're seeing this. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, the Sports Ethos page, Twitter, somewhere else randomly that maybe we're on that I don't know about, but it probably does exist because there's a lot of platforms that you can be on today. Just make sure to give us a like and subscribe if you want to keep up with the action Monday through Friday, right after the games, all the news, the trends. I know we're in fantasy playoffs. I know there's some roto leagues out there, but a lot of you guys are in fantasy playoffs right now. I want you to win. I'm going to try my best to give you the best advice to get the job done. So please come hang out with us. We'd love to have you around. Next game of the day. Oh, man, Ant is gone, bro. 2 weeks, same thing. Just gotta let him go. If you're in your championship week, let him go. If you're like starting playoffs, I understand people have late playoffs, totally fine. Yeah, you probably hold. He is in an interesting situation. So technically, I think he can miss 7 more games. Oh, after this game, I think he can miss 6 more games, if I'm correct. And luckily, they only play 5 over the next 2 weeks. So he'll barely qualify for NBA season in the season rewards. Awards, not rewards. Crazy. Crazy, because he was like usually that guy that rolls out 77 games, and you're like, oh, I could always trust Ant-Man, he's going to be here. It's fantasy, man. Everyone's healthy until they're not, and vice versa. Look at LaMelo. Look at Kawhi. He's been mostly healthy this year, too. Look at Zion. Dude, who knows, man? You got to go into a draft with a plan. Unless people are really screwed up, like Anthony Davis, I understand. Joel Embiid, I understand. I know he had that super good run, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I did the right thing, and then look now. So you never know. That's the sad part. We're going to check on to see what happened over here on the Phoenix Sun side. There was no Grayson Allen. He was not going to play the back-to-back. I absolutely knew that. But I don't know. He was doubtful. I'll check for Thursday's game just to be safe. Besides that, I think everybody else is here. Dude, Ose Iguodala, what is this? 16 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. 7 to 12 from the field. And he hit his free throws? Oof, wow. Okay. That's pretty spicy. I'm not relying on that all long term. But, dude, they still got 3 more games this week. I think you can just roll with him. Royce O'Neal, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 triples, 3 assists from the field. He only shoots triples. We talked about this. That's good. He's shooting well right now, and he kind of just does little things that help you fill the margins. I hope you do have him rostered for this 5-game week. Jalen Green, woo-wee. He filled the stat sheet. 9 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 2 triples. He shot 3 of 17 for St. Paddy's Day, just for you guys. 3 of 17 just for you. Thanks, Jalen Green. How lovely. 1-2 from the free throw line, too, while you're at it. That's a bad game. He'll be better than that. To be fair, I think he was shooting a little too hot, and this is just a bad regression to the mean. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. We know that. Devin Booker is just rolling. Now, he didn't shoot his best, but do 27 shots. 34, 6, and 3, 1 triple, 11 to 27 from the field, 11 to 14 from the he kind of, at least he did better than Donovan Mitchell, but that's bad free throw and high volume, too. I mean, he's doing a lot. Hope you can forgive him for the percentages in one game. Colin Gillespie, 12, 4, and 7 with the steal, 3 triples. This is better, dude, but it had been rough, man. And I think that helps that Grayson Allen was out. But otherwise, you roster him for the 5-game week. I don't know if you need to roster him past that because it's a little rough right now. And I think now that the team is fully healthy, you may not need him. You had 7 points, 4 rebounds on the block from Ryan Dunn. Cool, deeper league stuff for the 5-game week. Jordan Goodwin played the back-to-back, 3 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. He didn't shoot well, but he's a good stat stuffer, and I like him in a deeper league. And 9 points and a steal from Rashier Fleming. Minnesota Timberwolves got the dub, man. No Ant, no problem. Of course, everybody's wondering, oh, my God, who did I grab? Did I grab the right guy? I think you'll be okay with Io or Bones. To be fair, I think – let me see how I can find this. Io has – the better fantasy game because I think his field goal percent, his percentages in general are stronger. And he is going to get more time, which he did. He got 33 minutes. He had 19, 5, and 2 with his triple, 9 and 17 from the field. Solid. I'd roster him for the next like 5 games that they have. I'd roster him. Bones, on the other hand, he got super hot. He cooled off. But dude finished with 22 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 8 of 14 from the field, and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Only problem I have with Bones, which I'll tell you, I have Bones rostered in 2 leagues. I have Bones rostered in 2 championship weeks that I'm playing in right now. I took the chance, and I believed. Bones can get hot. Bones could also cool off super hard. So it's more of a risk. That's why I said IO is going to be more safe if you want to take that route. But I would be rostering both. I think either one could be playing 12-team leagues. 28 minutes is all Bones need. They're giving him 14 shots. Yep. He probably sits around maybe 12 shots, but that's enough for Bones to do his damage. That's all he needs. And the fact that the minutes are high, which I thought, I was like, okay, IO's got to take Ant's minutes, which means Bones is going to get IO's minutes. And voila, there it is. Dante DiVincenzo, to be fair, he's probably going to play better, and that might also affect things. This is awful, dude. 28 minutes, 0 points. He took 8 shots, missed all of them. Jeez. Ooh, that sucks, dude. If you're in fantasy playoffs and you got that sucks. 1 rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. You take those, but jeez. I expect Julius Randle and Jaden McDaniels to cook the rest of the week. The rest of the 2 weeks, to be more exact. 32-7-2 with 3 steals for Julius. Big game. 2 triples. 59% from the field on 17 shots. Dude, why is everybody shooting all these high-volume free throws and they suck? 10-13? Oh, man. Whatever. Big line. We take it. Jaden McDaniels, 16-7-4 with 3 steals and a block. Yep, there we go. That's a good game. 1 triple, 50% from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. They're going to do a lot of damage because they need to. You had 9 points and 19 boards from good old Rudy Gobert. Yeah, he was probably cooking Iguodaro. 9 points and 19 boards, 1 assist, 4 blocks. Yeah, good old Rudy. Thank you, Rudy. He's old, man, but he can still get down. 4-7 from the field, 1-3 from the free throw line. I'll take that any day. Good stuff, Rudy. And another person you can watch for, especially in deeper leagues, is good old Kyle Anderson. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists and a block. 3-4 shooting, 1-2 from the free throw line in 24 minutes. Yeah, that's a good deeper league play. I don't think it's enough for 12 teamers, but that's solid. Naz Reid had 11 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Oh, and 4 blocks in 18 minutes, dude. Barely played. I know he was like, he had a little bit of a shoulder issue. He was in foul trouble. I wonder why the minutes were though. It's interesting, but that's a good line though. And in 18 minutes, I'll take that any day. Good stuff in there. We'll see how they last. They got 5 more games without Ant. I think they'll be okay. They're going to have to just buckle down. And like I said, IO and Bones, I think, are both 12 team guys. I would choose IO for safety and Bones for a little bit of flair. Last 2 games of the day, dude, this is bad. I remember looking at the score and I was like, bro, they're up 30. This is awful. They ended up 28, but real barbecue chicken. The San Antonio Spurs cooked the Sacramento Kings 132-104. I mean, this is almost like a championship team, so I would not expect anything less. You had 2 points and 1 rebound for DeMar DeRozan in 16 minutes. I don't know. I don't know what to do with any of these Kings guys. Personally, I don't want to deal with any of them, but I know people have them on their rosters because, well, DeMar DeRozan's name holds weight, and so does Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook had 5 points and 10 dimes in 24 minutes. It's a blowout. It's hard to trust any of this stuff, but, like, the team doesn't make sense, man. Precious Achiuwa had a bad game. He'll be better in this. 10-7-2 with the block, 1 triple, 4-12 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. He is younger. He's about 26, about his prime years. And, I mean, he helps the tank, so he's probably going to be okay to roll out rest of the way. Maxime Reynaud, nice, dude. You basically salvaged the entire game for your team. 32 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists and a block, 2 triples, 13-25 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Good, dude. That's what's up. I would take that. He's not going to do that every night, but that's good. 15-8-6 for Amit Clifford. Solid shooting. 3 triples to tack on. No steals, though. Interesting. But he did play a full allotment of minutes this game and didn't have foul trouble. On the bench, he had Doug McDermott with 12-3-2 and a steal, 4 triples in his 24 minutes. He's just he's like a deep league 3-point streamer. Daquan Plowden, 28 minutes, 14-1 with 1 assist also and 2 steals, 3 triples. Solid. 1-4 from the free throw line is absolutely awful, but that's a solid game. Dylan Carwell, it looks like I don't know if they're trying to be necessarily safe with him. I think they're going to roll Maxime Reynaud best rest of the way. And Preston is Achiuwa. Those are the big guys they were going to mostly get the time to. 7 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists in his 18 minutes. Makes him more of a deeper league center at best now. And Killian Hayes had 7 points, 5 assists with a steal, which is whatever. It's Killian Hayes. San Antonio Spurs. I mean, dude, everyone got to eat in this game. I mean, yeah, Wimby. Wimby had 18-8-3 with a block because, I mean, they blew these guys out. 2 triples there. 3 points for Stephon Castle, but he gave you 12 dimes in the block. Like I said, these guys, it's going to be weirdness. 15-5-6 with a steal, 3 triples for De'Aaron Fox. Good percentages like that. Harrison Barnes. Ooh, dude, I think Harrison Barnes on the heater. It's the time to grab him. 16-4-3 with 4 triples. He had that good game last time. Oh, yeah, I'm considering it. I don't know. I mean, I have Julian Champagne in one league. But if you want to take the chance on a Harrison Barnes heater, it looks like it's here. Julian Champagne had 17 points. He was on the heater, 6 of 8 from the field, 5 triples there. But 1 rebound and 1 assist, a little empty. You just got him for a shooting, basically. On the bench, 18 points from Kelvin Johnson, 1 assist, 1 rebound. He was on a heater. You know how he gets when he starts bullying people in the paint. Dylan Harper, 15, 4, and 5, 3 triples. We're just kind of waiting for his time to come. Maybe next year, maybe 2, who knows? 11, 4, and 2 for Lindy Waters. And good old Luke Kornet got some extra time. 4 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. This is a great backup center to have, to be honest with you. But a lot of these guys cooked, man. So it's pretty much egalitarian effort. They all did what needed to be done to get the W. It was the Kings. Like, what are we talking about? Last game of the day, guys. Like I said, it's a pretty chill day, and this is a blowout too. Denver Nuggets absolutely smoked the Philadelphia 76ers 124-96. It's a bunch of mess. We'll go ahead and start with the 76ers. I mean, look at this, dude. The high man in scoring was Marjon Beauchamp. Who would have thought? 16 points, a block, assist, 2 rebounds, 4 triples, 5-11 from the field. That is, 6-11 from the field. That is deeper league stuff. It's deeper league stuff still. You had 9 points and 10 rebounds from Andre Drummond. Oh, cool. Aden Bona had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 blocks. You like the blocks. That's dope. 14 minutes. They only have 2 more games this week. I don't know if you need Aden Bona, maybe. Or you could honestly stream him until Thursday and then try and get a Friday, Sunday because they're low volume days this week. Dominique Barlow, 8 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists and a block, 4-7 from the field in his 26 minutes. He's solid. He's more deeper leagues to me, too. Justin Edwards had been shooting hot. It cooled off. What do you know? 11 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples. Still, though, in 24 minutes, you got to be okay with that. If I think I'm more in a games cap league, I'm okay rostering him. In a, like, you don't have a cap, you can just kind of stream out of your way. Maybe you use him for the Thursday, and then you could stream that Friday, Sunday, and get a combo there to get some extra games in. It's like a 2-for-1. Otherwise, I don't think you need to roster Justin Edwards. On the bench, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks from Trenton Wofford. Okay. 3-7 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Only 22 minutes. His minutes have been down. He's not blocking shots like that, but that's still good. Kyle Lowry played. Wow. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block? Oh, turnover. Sorry. I thought that was a block. I'm sure. And you had 8 points and 3 rebounds from Dalen Terry. These guys didn't really need to do much. I mean, you know they didn't need to do much when Jokic doesn't score. 8 points, 7 rebounds, 14 dimes. I know that's upsetting. If you're in the finals right now, you're like, bro, like Nikola Jokic is selling me. He didn't need to do much. They do play the Grizzlies tomorrow. It could be a similar case, although they're flying into Memphis, which is interesting. So maybe they will, you know, be a little tired and restless, can try harder and make it more of a bit of an interesting game. But they need to do much, man. Jokic is just cruising. Aaron Gordon, 12, 5, and 2 with the steal, 2 triples, 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. That's solid. Cam Johnson got hot, 18 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 triples, 75% from the field. I'm absolutely not counting on that, but that's cool. 3-4 from the free throw line. Christian Brown was hot, 22, 5, and 3 with the steal. He was the high man. 2 triples, 78% from the field, and 66% from the free throw line. Banger game if you streamed him in for that one, but yeah. 12, 6, and 4 from Jamal Murray. Didn't need to do much. He didn't need to do much. 1 triple, 3 of 7. He took 7 shots. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. That's a weird night for shooting for him from the free throw. Ew. 9, 4, and 4 for Tim Hardaway with the steal. It's a bunch of mess. You had 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists with a block from Bruce Brown. 8 points and 9 rebounds from Jonas Valanciunas. These guys all got a chance to play, dude. This list goes all the way down. Jalen Pickett got minutes. Ty Jones got minutes. Junior Charlie got minutes. Easy peasy dub for the Denver Nuggets. Like I said, it was a pretty chill night tonight. It was a lot of blowouts, so, you know, what can you do? Just kind of want to watch on that Cade injury. I don't know what's going on. I'm hoping they just rested him because, you know, it was the Wizards. And they do play the Wizards again, so they might rest him for that game too. Hopefully not, though. And I'd watch what's going on in Oklahoma City with Shea and AJ Mitchell tomorrow because they could sit the back-to-back. You can have either IO or Bones. I think both of those guys work. And I just wish you the best of luck in your playoffs. If you're in your finals weeks like me, hope you guys are buckling down and come home with some W's. one day at a time. Guys, thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, and I will see you guys on Thursday. Until then, keep grinding. Cheers.